Chip LeGrand is ready to join us now. Chip, thanks very much again for your time.
Morning, guys.
Now, you told us yesterday that if the players were found guilty, you thought 3 months would be a pretty harsh penalty. They've ended up with 12. You must be really surprised.
Well, really, they've ended up with 2 years, if you want to take the full the full sentence.
Yep, with the discounts.
Mandatory two-year penalty. The discounts is for time served and a backdating of the suspension from the point where the AFL tribunal handed down its decision. But the Court of Arbitration for Sport has given the players absolutely no quarter here. They have found they have full responsibility for what they took. They rejected the plea for them to be given or considered to have no significant fault or negligence, which is the which is always the SADA's starting position when it was dealing with the Cronulla players and indeed with the AFL players prior to this going to hearing. So really, it's a result that's absolutely shocked not only Essendon but the AFL, and will clearly have huge ramifications.
Chip, does the do the 12 months start as of today?
No, so it's a 2 year. So put aside sort of thoughts of 12 months. It's a 2 year ban. It starts from March 31st, 2014. The players have served 4.5 months of provisional suspension. You put all that together, and they're next available to play in mid-November 2016.
Do the players, we had a few SMSs, do the players still get paid, you know, that Chip? How does it work with players, AFL players, not being able to actually run out there? Do they still get paid? Can they be at the venue? What's the ruling there?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. It's obviously one that Essendon will be working through with the AFL today in terms of what the status is of these players. And, of course, not just Essendon, but the other four AFL clubs who have players that are affected by the suspension.
Did the Court of Arbitration for Sport lower the bar of comfortable satisfaction, Chip, in this one?
Substantially. So WADA's argument heading into this hearing was that the AFL tribunal got that wrong, that they were too exacting in the standard of proof they applied in their hearing, and that they had set the bar too high. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has agreed they were willing, if you like, to be less sure about what happened at Essendon in passing their judgment.
And obviously, as you said, Richard Young did a very good job on behalf of WADA here.
He presented a much better case, a much more coherent case. It was shorter, it was to the point, and it also benefited in the end from CAS calling in seven Essendon players to provide testimony. CAS put to the test this notion that the players had reduced culpability for what happened. They asked a series of fairly hard questions about the things they did and didn't do, and indeed in the judgment that's now posted on the CAS website, it makes note of the things that the players failed to do to check that the substances that were being administered by Dank were indeed compliant with anti-doping rules.